Well, I think what triggered me was when I would say, just get up and let's go and let's make it down and we'll fix it. And
And
he
I
kept
said,
saying,
no, no,
no,
no.
no. Like,
Jinx.
okay. Welcome back to our podcasts, Generation Gap with Jessup and Creasy. It has been a little while, huh?
Yeah. How long? Like a month?
Yeah. We gotta get better at it, for sure.
You.
We,
Really?
we,
No,
we,
I
we.
have been telling you to do some, and you have not done them.
I don't think that's
Yeah,
accurate. No.
it is.
Okay,
It's
so.
right in the center of that archery game that you're playing.
Archery game? What archery game?
Never mind.
Was that a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
What archery game?
Never mind.
No,
I hit the arrow right smack in the middle. I am accurate that I've been telling you it.
What? I'm so confused. I don't understand. What?
How do you not understand?
Okay, so today, because we want to keep these shorter, I want to talk about patience. Because today, we went, Creasy's school went cross, or not cross country,
Miserable.
downhill skiing, and it was kind of a nightmare. So,
At the beginning, though, I just had a tent meltdown.
yeah, and so in an effort to be very self-aware of things, because I feel like most people, humans, and especially parents, are incredibly hypocritical. And parents, most of the negative things that you see in a child, like the things that you are really bad at, are usually some things that, I mean, you get it from me. It's not like you learn this behavior, except for you, there are behaviors that you learn through being around other people, like being around a lot of negative people on Fortnite. No, not especially. Lily has been really great lately, dude. I don't know why you
Yeah,
keep. She has been amazing lately.
that is true.
Yeah, so you need to let that
But
crap go.
that was a long
So
time
let
ago.
that BS go now.
Okay.
So, being hypocritical. So, what happened was we woke up this morning kind of in a rush. And
Got
then
terrible sleep.
Creasy says he got terrible sleep, and which.
I did.
But it was like the start of his day, and so his mood was all crappy, and he was in a crappy mood, and he was complaining about things that, like, I believe that when you have a negative attitude, you just it compiles. Like, you're looking for problems, you're looking for issues, you're not trying to make things better. And the things definitely compiled. It was negative 10 degrees out, and I went to start the Well, my car's air or heater doesn't work, so we didn't want to drive the car because it was negative 10, which means that it would have been basically negative 10 inside the car that we were riding. And if we don't roll down the windows, then
Thing was fogged
yeah,
up.
everything fogs up and we can't see, and it becomes dangerous. So we roll down the windows, and it becomes super freaking cold.
And our
So
feet start freezing off.
I went to go start the truck, which hadn't been plugged in all night, and I got it plugged in for about an hour and it wouldn't start. And we just, like, things progressively, we weren't ready for the day.
It was getting worse and worse until we got to the Bridgerbowl part. And then,
Well, and then we're like, we got stuck by the train for 40 minutes, and I am usually really good about maintaining a positive attitude. I say I'm really good at it, but I mean, there's times where I'm probably not. So we'll get to the story. Basically, yeah, Creasy was not feeling it. He was complaining about the.
Snow.
Well, no, first he was complaining about the boots were too tight.
Yeah. Well, they weren't too tight, it was just hard to turn. And then, so
But
he
you
got
said they
up.
were too tight. Like, we had to. First, I tried to mess with them. You went in and talked to the rental people, and they were like, we can't do anything for you. And then you talked to your coach, trainer, whatever the heck you call her. What do you call her? So yeah, then you had her, and she pulled your legs up, your pants up a little bit, And he just kept complaining.
And then once we got finally up to Sunnyside,
got to the top of the chairlift and melt down.
And like, it wouldn't move. The snow was so sticky, and I just, like, didn't like to go that far.
He was just throwing a fit. Everything was wrong. He was complaining about
how tired I was
and how cold his feet was. He was just literally, everything was wrong. It was nothing had anything to do with his attitude, and I...
You said nothing to do.
He was saying that it was nothing to do with him, and he was just basically being a victim, which I'm very...
Because a little bit later when I did start having fun, it was because the snow was better, too.
No, I don't think that's it. I think there's a whole bunch of... Let me finish the... Get your hand off of my face. Stop it. Okay, so he had a meltdown, and there was a bunch of other kids up there, and we were all freezing. And the issue that I was having is, first he took his skis off and he was gonna walk down, which, no, we're not about to walk down. It would take forever and it's too cold. Like, you're going to freeze
and have frostbite.
Yeah, like it was just not a safe thing to do.
Iceman never gets frostbite.
Yeah, but he has training. You can't just walk out there and do it. So I was progressively starting to get more and more upset, because first I said, Creasy, change your attitude. You're the one being negative. And I was trying to be patient, but then it was just getting to the point where I realized, I started saying, Creasy, I am really disappointed in you, which I don't feel is very effective. I think what triggered me was when I would say, just get up and let's go and let's make it down and we'll fix it. And he kept saying, no. Like,
jinx.
His attitude was just very defiant, which then triggered me. And I was acting in emotion as opposed to logic, which logic would have tried to be more encouraging, because shaming you for literally having an emotional reaction is also very poor judgment and not very productive. Even though we made it down, like, the moral of the story is we made it down, food in his system. I gave him my socks. It was like
and I didn't listen to him when he told me to get a second pair of socks. Yeah,
this morning when we were getting ready, I told him to get another pair of socks on. Instead, he put one pair of socks on that had holes in them.
But I didn't completely know. And then he told me to eat bananas, so I wasn't all grumpy and I was going to wake up, but I didn't do that. So I got there and I was all grumpy. Yeah, that's the moral.
So basically,
listen to your parents. That's the moral.
And then parents, make sure that in those moments where because I don't think this is the last time this is ever going to happen. And the best thing that we can do as parents is not be emotionally reactive. And it's hard sometimes. It's hard both sides. You need to not be emotionally reactive. Like, we need to be supportive of each other. And
by the way, I am cold.
Right now?
Yeah. I want to go sit next to the fire.
All right. So that's kind of the biggest thing, though. Like,
and this
I need, I need for you to listen and help, like, be more, like, doing things on your own. Because it's hard for me to be making sure that I'm not forgetting stuff, especially when, like, I have to get camera gear ready for your trip. And I screwed up because we didn't get ready the night before. We need to start being more prepared the night before. Which, speaking of, before you go to bed, go get your backpack ready and everything ready for tomorrow morning. So then tomorrow morning, all we have to do is have breakfast, meditate, and get ready for the day. Instead of being like, oh, let's get ready. Because then it's just all downhill from there. Sound like a plan?
Yeah, and And at 4 o'clock, I was thinking of going to bed, so I'd wait about like 4 o'clock and get everything ready.
Yeah, but we gotta just stop doing that. Let's do it at night, because, like, this is...
And make your coffee.
You don't have to make my coffee. Like, I mean, I want to start drinking less coffee and more tea again. I gotta switch. My habits have been shitty. All right. Okay, thank you for listening. This is Generation Gap with Creasy and Joseph.
Let me show you how to come through with 1-2 killing kids like Kung Fu.
Well, that was weird. Thank you guys for listening. Please, if you could, share, leave a review. Those things really help, especially with podcast reviews, really help help us grow. So thank you again for listening. I hope you guys were able to take something from this. Also, huge shout out to Zenaware. He made the music and it's all unreleased. None of it has ever been heard before. So go check him out on Spotify, Zenaware.